Bomb today.
Somebody, though, supporting corporations and saying, listen, they just need to find a job, like Herm Cain. That's the group that you heard there, Occupy Manhattan. They've been there for 19 days. So who does Palin pick to endorse? And really, does her endorsement carry any weight? I think it does with the Tea Party. So when you have guys like Mitt Romney and guys like Herman Cain who are on the same page with the Occupy movement around the country, and Sarah Palin, by the way, agrees with that, because I think this is going to continue, and I think this is going to be a big thread, that of course it is, with the economy and jobs and all of that. And where, ultimately, where do these candidates go from here? Because now it is that time. We are starting to look out around to see the sea of possible endorsements, to hit up the donors, to really hit the campaign trail even harder before the end of the year, especially because in New Hampshire there may be a primary in December instead of January. That's the big bad rumor. But we're going to get into the mashup of politics coming up in our next segment. Before we go there, you heard again the chanting in the background. That was Manhattan. They're doing it in L.A., in St. Louis, in Seattle, in Dallas. Pick a city, any city. It's really, this movement is growing by leaps and bounds, and it's a sea of all kinds of different people. Here's what the president had to say about Wall Street and the people occupying it.
Protesters are giving voice to a more broad-based frustration about how our financial system.
Yeah, how the financial system is clicking along was the tail end of what Obama had to say. He talked about jobs and pushing his jobs agenda and Congress not doing anything, sitting on its hands, and says that it's, you have to support people who are speaking out, who are frustrated, who are lending their voices to what's happening across the country. And then it rolls into the millionaires tax thing, because that is what the president believes is the answer. So here's what you have. You've got some politicians on the left side, on the Democratic side, backing the protests, and you have most Republicans saying, give me a break. The efforts are in the wrong direction. Yeah, they want to complain, then they need to go to the White House and complain and focus on the Capitol and the White House, not on the capitalists who are making the money. You know how I feel about this? As I said, in wrapping up the week, that's what it's been about, is do we have class warfare? Do we have inept politicians? Do we have too much regulation? Is there a lot of confusion in the ultimate big bad blame game that's going on across the nation? And I'd say that's all part of it. Absolutely. So what you heard there, that little snippet, was the Prez at a White House news conference defending the financial sector in our country, in a sense, because they're taking a beating with the criticism, and focusing instead on the fact that we have to have an effective financial sector in order for us to grow, but we need to improve government oversight. And where the blame lies, according to the president, is the Republican lawmakers, because they're not helping, they're obstructing, they're the roadblock to reform. In fact, the other quote is, not only did the financial sector with the Republican Party in Congress fight us every step of the way, but now the same folks are suggesting that the country should roll back reforms and go back to the way it was before the financial crisis. And Congressman Paul Ryan said that limiting federal spending, the different take on this, was absolutely what we have to do to boost the economy. Of course, I agree. You can't keep spending like a drunken sailor on leave who hasn't been on leave for 2 years. Ryan's right, pushing the government to lower taxes to promote businesses and to spur economic growth, because no matter what they say in Washington, the businesses, the small businesses that make up 90% of the country, with the tax burdens that a lot of them are dealing with, there is no way they're going to expand. There is no way they're going to hire more people. So coming up here in this hour, we're going to talk about what is the core of the protest and what kind of people are being attracted to this movement. Occupy is the name of it, Occupy whatever city. And it started in Manhattan. Is there a breach of confidence between the American people and the people running the country? Oh, yeah. Is there a breach of confidence or a complete disdain for the people who occupy the financial sectors in the United States? I would say, oh, yeah, we'll get to that and to where the crowds are really starting to swell. Also coming up this hour, we're going to check the mail. Why? Because it is the tail end of the week. And, of course, we have our straw poll going on. And with Herman Cain rising in the polls in the number one slot or neck and neck with Mitt Romney, it's been 3 weeks for him, and he's on a steadily increase, while Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, is on a decrease. So now when we say, and then there were two that are standing on the top of these polls, really we mean the establishment candidate, Mitt Romney, or Herman Cain, the non-politician trying to get the bid for the White House on the Republican side of things. But can he keep it up? Do you think he can keep his own little movement up? We have new numbers coming in, and it is the tail end of week two. We only have one more week for the straw poll. So you can jingle these digits, 800-259-5791, or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Click on the email that drops down on the site, and you're in, and tell us who you would vote for if you had to vote now. If you had to make a move, who would it be? Also, a quick reminder, coming up in our third hour of America Tonight, we have another version of Nail the Score, week five in the NFL. I have no control, obviously, of the game, who we're going to pick, because our supercomputer will land on one of the games. There are six teams that have byes. So we know it won't be Baltimore, Cleveland, Dallas, Miami, St. Louis, or Washington. But could it be Chicago and Detroit? I think that's an intriguing game. Could it be the Jets and New England? Or perhaps Tennessee and Pittsburgh? Who knows what's going on with the Steelers? Maybe New Orleans and Carolina, Philly and Buffalo. Would have been an intriguing matchup, not so sure now. I have no idea. But to give you a little insight into which way you should go in week five in the NFL, DeBuda is in the wings. We'll go to him next.
Looking for hope and help achieving your goals and realizing your dreams? Listen to Achieving Your Dreams in a Crazy World on WebTalkRadio.net. Restore your ability to accomplish and feel good. Hear expert guests deflate boogeymen that keep you awake at night. Get useful information about prospering in the rotten real estate market, mastering inflation, and surviving major illness. Reinvent yourself and star in your own blockbuster movie. Listen to Achieving Your Dreams in a Crazy World on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a guy named Doc Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a vet and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does this country spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects requiring more expensive and, you guessed it, toxic prescription drugs. Clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit AmericaTonightTeam.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. Makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our America Tonight Team. Go to www.AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
I'm so glad we have football, but it's wild how some of these games have unfolded, including, of course, the Cowboys and the Lions. What a collapse. Tony Romo, what are you thinking? Now we're heading into week five. Cowboy fans can breathe a sigh of relief. Why? Because Dallas has a bye. The Buddha Man is standing by live, ready to talk with us and break it all down for us. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
It's getting tough.
It is getting tough. Boy, I got to ask you, though, about this Romo thing. After we said, geez, he's playing with a punctured lung
right.
And the ribs, that was crazy. That
can't teach
that
an old dog new tricks.
No kidding. He
yeah, I mean,
that.
Look, at the end of the day, Tony Romo was who we thought he was. And you know, the coach can excuse it out all he wants by trying to compare him to aggressive quarterbacks, you know, of the present and past. But at the end of the day, those aggressive quarterbacks that he's comparing him to have done one thing that Tony hasn't done, and that is consistently win and consistently guide their team to victory in the end. I mean, so, yeah, John Elway threw a lot of interceptions, too. But how in the world can you compare the two?
Yeah, I agree with you. He's just reaching there, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of you can't teach an old dog new tricks, Michael Vick has turned things around personally in Philadelphia, but the Eagles taking on the Bills and what, Buffalo's +3. Wow, what do you see here?
Well, I've been very down on Michael Vick the last few weeks on this show and everywhere. And you know what? I'm changing my opinion a little bit. I really believe that if you want to know what's wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles, you just have to follow the money. Half of their offensive linemen making the league minimum, their punter, their kicker, making the league minimum. You know, when you spend all this money to get a quarterback like Michael Vick, you better build the wall around him. No wonder the clock in his head, I mean, is off. This guy's got to consider every single play that he may be getting hit from the left or the right without seeing it. He feels he's better off running the ball these days. And, you know, it's a big problem. Buffalo Bills, I mean, they're for real. And another word to the wise, to all those fantasy football players that also bet, listen, obviously the best team on paper isn't always the best team on the field. Philadelphia Eagles, no doubt the best team on paper. I believe the Buffalo Bills will be the best team on the field. I'm going to take the 3 with Buffalo.
Ooh, all right, taking Buffalo. I agree with you. I took Buffalo already. And I usually wait to hear what you have to say and check some things out, but I knew you were going to say Buffalo. I telepathically had that instinct. So we're on the same wavelength. I have to ask you about this one because I'm just curious. Are the Colts finally going to pick up their first win hosting the Chiefs? Maybe they have a better chance, right? Indy's favored by 3.
Well, I mean, here's how I see it. The Chiefs, they beat a broken-down Minnesota team last week, so no big kudos for that. And they did it scoring a ton of field goals. Colts coming off 2 big games. They didn't get the wins, but they played inspired ball. You know, to me, this was more about the Colts redefining themselves, re-giving themselves an identity without Peyton Manning. They took so much slack, not just from the odds makers, but from all the bettors and all the fans as well. For not being able to perform without Peyton. And I think they answered those critics in the last 2 games. I think they deserve a win at home here, and I think they're going to get it minus the 2.5. I think it's cheap.
All right. Minnesota and Arizona. Boy, the Vikings on full tilt. A buddy of mine said he was going to print up some T-shirts that said, Minnesota sucks, let's get Luck, meaning, you know, Luck from Stanford. Maybe he goes
right.
Number 1 and they get the first pick.
Well, if Minnesota was a horse, they would shoot it. I mean, look, I've got 2 words for the Minnesota Vikings. Christian Ponder. That's their backup quarterback, by the way. So ponder that. I'm taking the Cards here, plus 3.
All right, Cards plus 3. Moving on to Oakland and Houston. Oakland gets 6. What do you like?
Both of these teams are playing real well. The Raiders, to me, have the best running back in the entire league, Darren McFadden, run DMC. I think to beat Houston, you got to keep their offense off the field. I think having the best running back in the league will go a long way in doing that. I think this is a close game. I wouldn't be surprised if the game came down to the wire, possibly even the last series of the game winning it. Therefore, I think you got to take the 6 points here with Oakland. They're hot.
All right, take the Raiders. Carolina and New Orleans. I hope this is going to be a good game. Carolina getting 6.
Yeah, how could it not be? The Panthers are an absolute machine on offense. I mean, I think if you fast forward 3 years from now, Cam Newton is the best quarterback in the league. The problem is, today, he's not even the best quarterback in this game. Drew Brees is. I think both of these guys are going to light it up. I think it's going to be an all-out air show. I'm going over the 52 points here. They may get that at the half.
All right, I get it at the half. Wow. Bengals and the Jags. The Jags in the dumps, 1-3, but it's a home game for them, and they get 3. What do you think?
Let me tell you something. The Jacksonville Jaguars don't deserve to be favored over anybody. They're a one-dimensional team. They score less than 10 points a game, and, Kate, they absolutely stink. You know, Andy Dalton with the Bengals showing some life last week. This is a team that's actually got some momentum going. I'm going to take the Bengals here. To me, the Jaguars have become like the Carolina Panthers of last year. You just bet against them every week and get the money.
I love it. Every week he says Tennessee and Pittsburgh, Tennessee plus 8.
Well, this is the big question. I mean, is Pittsburgh – well, I mean, obviously this is a must-win for Pittsburgh. It's a statement game. All the analysts, everybody's talking about how Pittsburgh is old, how, you know, they just can't get it going anymore. I'm going to give them one more shot because I just know that every time I felt this way about Pittsburgh in the past, they proved me wrong. I'm not going to let them do it again here. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh here in what is a must-win game for their season, in my opinion.
Yeah, the Giants and Seattle. Seattle plus 9.5.
Right, well, obviously here, you know, the bookmakers know one thing. They know that you're either going to bet the Giants or you're going to pass on the game. They're not worried about anybody taking the plus 9.5, and they've jacked this line up as much as they possibly can, not caring if the people pass, because they don't want to need Seattle on the road, because they know they are the worst team on the road against the spread last year and this year. They're already 0-2 against the spread on the road. Look, I think that the Giants are back. 9.5 points is way too much for me to lay, but I can't bet Seattle. So if I had to bet this game, I'd go with the minus 9.5 in Big Blue.
All right, I like it. Jets and New England, and the Jets get 9.5. What's going on with Mark Sanchez?
Well, listen, nobody's more aware of the New York Jet inadequacies than me. I've been calling them a complete fake all season. Mark Sanchez doesn't have a running game this year like he's had. They got rid of all their good running backs. Green is just not doing it for them. When you can't threaten with a running game, the play action pass means nothing. In the past, over the last 2 years, the only way Sanchez ever got to throw the ball 20 yards downfield was off a real good play action when their running game was working well. Because you're not seeing that now, all his passes are lateral. They're either 5-yard dink and dunks, or they're going laterally across the field, you know, almost like a side screen. The problem is when those lateral passes get intercepted, they're pick sixes. When you throw the ball 30 yards down the field, if you get intercepted, well, it's like a punt. So the Jets are in all kinds of trouble, but I do believe that as bad as they've looked over the last 2 weeks, they are much better than we've seen. Okay, I still think they're a fake. I still think they're not a Super Bowl quality team like Rex keeps saying, but I do believe they're better. I do believe they will bring a season type of effort here. They know everything is on the line for them. I don't think they can beat this team, but I'm going to take the 9.5 points because I think they'll keep it close.
All right, I like it. We only have a minute left, but I got to ask you this one. Chicago and Detroit, I'll be watching this on Monday night.
Right, well, who would ever thought we'd see a day where the Lions were favored over the Bears by 6?
Yeah.
I've got to love Matty Stafford, what he's doing with the team. 16-4 against the spread over the last 2 years. He's passing every test week in, week out. 2 come-from-behind victories last 2 weeks. He's got the mojo. He's got the momentum. And this week he's going to have my money, too. I'm going Detroit minus 6.
I love it. Steve Vooden, picknation.com. Go check it out. He knows his stuff. How are you this season? What's your record again?
So far, 9-4 for the football season. Not bad. We're going to keep it going this week.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got backdoored by Cam Newton last week, man. I mean, I got backdoored so bad. It was like doing a love scene for Oz.
It was terrible. I know. I feel your pain.
I'll leave you on that note.
I feel your pain. I'm all about Cam, too, and I had the same thing happen. All right, we'll talk next week, my friend. The Buddha Man. PickNation.com, as I said. Interesting stuff, and he gave you some good juice on some of the teams just to, you know, really get a sense of what was happening this season, talking about Sanchez, certainly with the Jets. That could be a very interesting game, I think. And I like the Monday night football game. I like Chicago and Detroit. I think it'll be pretty close. Don't forget, you can nail the score with us coming up in our third hour here on America Tonight. We're turning the page, and we're heading to the mailbag next.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Protesters everywhere across this nation just put Occupy in front of it. That's the supposed movement. So a lot of frustration. We know the frustration, but our frustration, some of us, is a little bit different than the frustration we're hearing from the crowds. And many of you in your emails talked about that. You know, I wonder, the president said that he understands the pain, understands how they're feeling, kind of an he's kind of empathetic, if you will, for the people who have been marching on the bridge, screaming out, holding signs about the revolution is going on, all that sort of stuff. So is this a force that will have to be reckoned with in 2012? Will the politicians have to pay attention to these protesters? And that's what many of you are wondering about. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
DeMail is here!
Woo!
This one is from Sunny. Thank you very much, Sunny, who says, despite my name, I really don't have a sunny disposition. Kate, I've been listening to you in Connecticut now for quite some time, and I understand that this group has some sort of list of demands for what they want to happen. There are 13 demands on the list, including open borders and free college education. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So if these people are forced to be reckoned with coming up in the election, well, where are the efforts, you know, where are they going with this? And that's why some of you, and Sonny says this, I am a skeptic. I think that this is all a bunch of nonsense, and this is a distraction from the most liberal of liberal people. Well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. The thing about the who are the people, and, you know, weren't they just puppets? Weren't they set up? I don't know that I agree with that. Maybe some of them. Maybe some of them were designed to distract and, you know, deceive in whatever word you want to use. That the Obama people, it would help because then you can take your eye off the ball and you can focus on what you're seeing. And that's what you're seeing on the news. You're seeing people get tear gassed a little bit. You're seeing people that are being arrested, especially in New York, you know, that kind of thing. So Sonny talks about the list of demands, and I'm going to tell you what the list of demands is on a website. I mentioned a couple of the things already. And what's interesting is the number one thing is impeach Obama, Reid, and Pelosi from office. So that doesn't sound very left of left, right? So that's a joke. That's not what the number one thing said. The number one thing that they were talking about is what I already mentioned, the borders, having open migration along the borders, having education paid for, health care also on the list to ensure that health care continues as it has been, and also to have more equity, if you will, across the different classes. And I ask you that. How is a politician or a capitalist or whoever, I understand a little bit actually more the politician, but how is a capitalist spreading that? They would take what, less salary? I'm not sure how that would work. See, this is what's so interesting about these groups that have gathered. It is different. People are trying to kind of compare it to the Tea Party, but there is a much bigger difference here. The Tea Party was a lot of different people showing up in parks and other places across the country in the beginning. But truly, there were a couple of focuses that you heard in every single group. The focus was tangible, was something that could be attacked. The forget the health care, because how much is this costing, what's going to happen to the premiums, all that sort of stuff. The deficit, stop the spending, can't keep putting us in these horrible situations where we add on more to the deficit because we're already at $14 trillion. That was one of the focuses. And the taxes. You know, don't keep increasing the taxes, moving the brackets, and moving the money out of our neighborhoods. That was pretty much the three-headed monster, if you will, of demands by Tea Party people, what they were looking for. Protect the Constitution, protect our rights, all that sort of stuff. This is a little bit different in the protests, especially in New York, because that's the biggest one. But you also have them in San Antonio, Texas, in Austin, Texas, in Houston, Texas, in St. Louis, Missouri, in Seattle, in Los Angeles. And as I said, pretty much pick especially a very big city, and that is what's going on. Will this just fall on deaf ears, or is this a ploy to distract everyone from what's going on? Those are, I think, really actually pretty valid questions. Let's move on to another one. This is from Jake, who says, Kate, lost in all of this, I'm curious, what do you think Steve Jobs brought to the table with what he was able to accomplish with technology? you know, everybody is sounding off in the last couple of days since he died of pancreatic cancer and trying to come up with what is it that was so brilliant about Steve Jobs. And that really is the word itself, the brilliance of pushing the boundaries, the envelope, the way that he was able to come up with things and make it happen. I mean, he had the forces behind him, but he was the oracle, the idea guy. He was the one who wouldn't take no for an answer on the music, on the iPad ultimately, and it's a game changer. All you have to do is walk around at lunch, sit on a train, sit on a plane, really sit anywhere where you're a captive audience and you're waiting for something, and tell me what you see people doing. And it's going to be checking their iPhone, listening to their iPod, fiddling with their iPad, people watching movies, people downloading music, people doing work in a whole different way, calling people from their mobile devices that are also plugged into stereos with the music that you've downloaded, downloading books where you just put it there on the phone and read the book. It's crazy what we've been able to do and how our lives have changed because of Steve Jobs. And he made the other companies have to keep up with him and create similar products or other products to try to beat him, to try to beat out Apple. Therefore, that's why technology is just gets faster, 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 can never be fast enough. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Ben, who says, Kate, don't know if you saw it or not. I know you were talking about the great Hank Williams Jr. and his comparison to Hitler comments that he made when he was on Fox and Friends. Now ESPN is saying that they fired him. Hank Williams is saying that they trampled on his rights and he quit. Which do you think it is? Well, it depends on who you talk to. And this is all about the comments that he made, by the way, in case you didn't hear it, about the president, what he said about the president. So ESPN is saying they've decided to part ways with him because of the fact that he went on a network show and compared the president to Adolf Hitler. Williams is saying that he had already decided he was going to part ways with them because of feeling as though his First Amendment freedom of speech was being just smashed to smithereens. And he said, to quote him, he said, after reading hundreds of emails, I've made my decision, he says that in big letters, by pulling my October 3rd, you and ESPN stepped on the toes, by pulling his opening October 3rd, you, ESPN, stepped on the toes of the First Amendment freedom of speech, so therefore, me, my song, and all my rowdy friends are out of here, he says in big letters. It's been a great run. That's what he wrote. And he sent that off the way, by the way, off to FoxNews.com when he decided to release the statement. ESPN said, you know, the success of Monday Night Football has been about the games, and that'll continue, and that they appreciate his contribution over the past years. Yeah, there you go. Politics and sports, strange bedfellows, but yes, the two definitely collide. I say this a lot, where what you have in sports with the anger, the wanting to beat the other team, the us's and the them's, all of that, you have that in politics too, and then you mix the two together, and that's it, game over. So who knows what they roll out. They obviously have something in mind, but it won't be the 20 years that you've heard that same song. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know it, the Hank Williams song. It's, you could be anywhere. You could be out having a sub somewhere and you hear that. You know exactly, boom, Monday Night Football. I mean, really, it's just branding, unbelievable branding, but it is no more. Coming up, we've got some massive odds and ends, or quick hits, as I like to say, because there was definitely a lot that happened at the tail end of the week as we're swinging into the weekend.
Looking for hope and help achieving your goals and realizing your dreams? Listen to Achieving Your Dreams in a Crazy World on WebTalkRadio.net. Restore your ability to accomplish and feel good. Hear expert guests deflate boogeymen that keep you awake at night. Get useful information about prospering in the rotten real estate market, mastering inflation, and surviving major illness. Reinvent yourself and star in your own blockbuster movie. Listen to Achieving Your Dreams in a Crazy World on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire's still alight.
Yeah, there definitely isn't enough love to go around. Maybe that's part of the problem. Summing it all up, let's go to the quick hits here on ATN as we head to the exits. You still have a chance to throw in your 2 cents on the Occupy group and the list of demands that include open borders, pretty much, and free tuition. The free tuition thing is not happening. It's called scholarship, and there's no way this country is flipping itself around to become, or at least I don't think so. Anybody worry that we're going to become a socialist country and completely turn things upside down? Be like rotating the earth on its axis. I don't think so. If we're sticking with capitalism, those two things are not going to happen, and we see what unfortunately has gone on because of illegal immigration, how it has killed so many areas. I mean, fine if it hasn't touched your village, your suburb, your city, but the people who have gone through it have seen schools flip to only Spanish only. I've seen that not too far from my neighborhood. The other thing that you've seen is a lot of dollars taken away, a lot of money taken away, and why? Let's give an example of emergency room care or just care in general for somebody who's in the country illegally. I mean, there's a list of things that we could go through just on that, the cost of bearing the burden. And whose fault is that? It's the fault of all the governments, of all the people in charge, who didn't enforce what we had on the books. You know, it's one thing if you're talking about a million people. It's a whole different ballgame when you're talking about a number where I think is closer to 12 million. And then you see, as in any culture, it's not the people that are coming over to get housekeeping jobs, that are coming over because they have nothing in Mexico. So they've got other family and friends in the United States. They're coming over to pick produce. They're coming over to be a nanny. They're coming over for a bunch of different reasons. Not those, even all of those people, although in the meatpacking plants and on down the line, certainly that has been very costly for many, many townships. And we see the ICE breakups where they come in, you know, the immigration and customs agents, they come in, and there's all the pretty pictures are splashed around, but that's popping up only every once in a while. And that's, you know, so that this is the problem. And you have the drug element. You have the wolves, the coyotes, who are really picking apart the sweet people that I mentioned and taking advantage to get them across the border and leaving them for dead half the time, stuffing them in trucks in all kinds of crazy conditions. I remember at one point in Arizona, there wasn't even enough room at the morgue in some of the towns because of the people they found dead that they couldn't identify. So they had to rent freezer trucks to pile up people. How awful is that? I mean, that illustrates the problem. Plus, who's paying for the trucks? Who's paying to process all the bodies? You got it. That local municipality. So if you want to throw in on that, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How about you? You sound a little tired.
Well, it's been a crazy week.
It's the end of the week, though. That's the good news.
Oh, and here in Canada, like in your country, it's a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Our Thanksgiving is the first Monday in October.
Yeah.
Those protesters think they're going to get free education? Please, let's throw in a little hockey analogy. I think the Flyers have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup than that happening.
I agree. I agree with you. If you want to throw down a hockey analogy, I would have to agree with you, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of Americans come up here because they have to pay a little more than Canadian students to come to university, but it's still a heck of a lot cheaper than going to the States. And have they figured out how they're going to pay for it? Have the protesters figured that one out?
No.
Okay, they said free education. Okay. And open borders, first of all, also that would never happen. And second of all, you'd have Obama said, yeah, I want open borders. Will Mexico go for it? Will Prime Minister Harper go for it? Will the unions who work at, like the border guards here in Canada are unionized? Will they go for it?
Nope.
No. Because you'll have a lot of people saying, no, we'll take you to court on it. So, I mean, a lot of these people, I mean, I understand they have a right to protest because a lot of, the richer are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And they have a right to protest, but there's protesting, and there's like, well, overdoing it, because they're stopping people to go, trying to stop people to go to Wall Street. But what about the office clerk? What about the file clerk? What about the secretary? You know, they're not part of that fat cat group. I mean, they're normal. They're not, as a friend of mine would call them, normal working Joes like you and me.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, a friend of mine would say, what are they, as they put in text messaging language, GAL? You know what that stands for?
GAL, what is it?
Get a life.
Of course.
You know, and...
That's good. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, listen, are people frustrated? You hear it on the airwaves here in America Tonight. You hear it on Rush Limbaugh's show. You hear it when you go to the deli, when you go to get your hair cut, when you're hanging out, when you're picking up your kids from school, whatever.
Right.
But you have to aim your frustrations in the right direction, and they're not really aimed at the right direction. That's why there is this conspiracy theory that's thrown out there that maybe not, that's probably not that far-fetched, that some of it is trumped up to get the people to get, you know, get everyone down there, gather,
right,
and sort of take everyone's eye off the ball. And I don't think everybody that's done that falls into that category, but that's how you plant, you can plant the seed that way.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is
Absolutely. We've seen that before in politics. On both sides, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, that's what you do when you're a strategist. You got you got to orchestrate it. You got to paint the picture. So that wouldn't be shocking to me.
Okay. And by the way, what Hank Williams Jr. said? Excuse me. He'd make a good politician because he was lying.
Well, I don't know why he said that. It was a weird. There's a lot of names he could have used. There's a lot of comparisons he could have used.
Right.
But I don't think he was clearly thinking. He wasn't thinking about the Holocaust. He wasn't thinking about that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's certain sacred cows, and you can't throw that out there and not explain it and have it fall around and all over the place and not make sense.
This is quite true.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve told me a quick little joke that he's going to use on Yom Kippur Saturday. You want me to tell it to you?
I want to hear it.
Okay. I don't know if you've heard it, and I apologize. One morning, lady walks in to wake her son up for synagogue and goes, Marty, time to get up for synagogue. So Marty says, Mom, I don't want to go. So then Marty's mom says, Marty, I'll give you two reasons why you have to go. First of all, you're 52 years old, and second of all, you're the rabbi of the synagogue. You could change it.
I get it, the Jewish mother.
Yeah, you could also use it. I mean, if it was Protestant, you could say, you know, you're 52 and you're the minister, or you're 52 and you're the priest and stuff like that.
I like it. Bravo. You get a thumbs up from me. Hey, you have a terrific weekend.
Okay, take care.
All right, so we've talked a lot, obviously, about the Wall Street protesters and, again, the fact that you have Occupy in front of many of these other places, including in Washington. In Washington, they're protesting, actually, outside of the White House, so that's a good target for it. That made sense to me. I'm going to leave you with this one. Steve Jobs made the big headlines, of course, and he created the personal computer, the iPad. We've talked about it, the iPod, the iPhone, and changed a lot of lives with the technology that so many people now have handy. But there's probably a few things you didn't know about Steve Jobs. Did you know he was a college dropout? That's right. And that he created some of his best ideas in a garage. Did you also know that his sister is a famous author? That's right. A well-known author of Anywhere But Here. I'll leave you on that note.